Odd weekend for the government and the big get-together. I thought their main promises seem to be continuing to do what they're already doing. Winter warmer payment tick, no change to super, and the apprenticeship support becomes permanent. $500 a month per apprentice for the first 2 years. Now, the CEO of the Registered Master Builders Federation, David Kelly's with us on this. David, morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Broadly, it's been a success, this program, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. It's something that that we've pushed for hard, and so has. I've got to acknowledge the BCITO, who did a lot of the hard work. Just a couple of numbers, Mike. So in the first 2 years, the number of apprentices in construction went up by 39%. And we did a survey of our own members, and nearly 40% said the apprenticeship boost was critical for their decision to take on apprentices. So it has been really successful.
But it's always that way with free money, isn't it?
Oh, I guess it is. I guess the thing is, Mike, that in the 90s, New Zealand moved away from supporting apprenticeships. And we had nearly 25 years to see if that theory worked, and it didn't. And we simply weren't training enough people. So at some point, you've got to do something different. And this one so far has worked well, and it's strongly supported in the construction sector.
Text for you, Mike, you need to talk to Te Pukinga, which is this Polytech thing about the apprentice program in the industry. I'm in construction. The dropout rate's over 50%. Any truth in that?
Oh, I don't know the numbers. I think it's fair enough to say that there is concern about Te Pukinga. People are just hearing a lot of the noise, and we need Te Pukinga to work, and we need them to focus on their job, not their internal politics. So, yeah, there's definitely concern about what's going on internally.
You would presumably want a change of government, if there was one, to continue with the policy.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the interesting things, Mike, you know well the nature of the boom-bust sector in construction. We've been through a long boom. We are now entering a much quieter period. Traditionally, this is when people stop training and stop taking on apprentices, and we end up with a big hole, depending on how long the bust or the quieter period goes on for. It's critical that we keep this going right now.
Good stuff, David. Good to have you on the program as always. David Kelly, the boss of the Registered Master Builders Association.